Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
But right now, Parramatta had a great win last night over the Cowboys, 20-14 at TIO Stadium in Darwin. And we've got the Eels coach on the line to talk to us about that right now. Brad Arthur, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Afternoon, boys.
Good to have you, mate. Thank you for your time. Congratulations, too, by the way. It was a win.
Yeah, it was a win. You get yourself in these periods where we're in a bit of a rut and we're probably going into games with the mentality of trying not to lose instead of trying to win. And, that's been a bit evident with our probably on our heels in defence. And last night we're nice and aggressive in defence and it paved the way for us.
Hang on, boys. We've just got a problem with your microphone there right now.
BA, Jarryd Hayne was one of your star signings at the beginning of the season. We haven't seen a lot of him this year. What did you make of his performance last night?
Yeah, it was pretty solid for someone who hasn't done a lot on the training paddock with us over the last 6 weeks and hasn't played a lot of, had a lot of game time. Thought he was busy early and got himself into the game and he nailed a couple of moments for us, which is, what we need him to do.
Hey, BA, Corey was back into the playmaking role last night at number seven. What did you think of his performance? I thought he obviously ran out of gas there a couple of times due to, not spending a lot of time on the field in the last couple of weeks, but otherwise he seemed pretty solid.
Yeah, no, he's good. He had a bit of a mixed bag. A couple of kicks went out on the full, but I thought he had plenty of intent and energy in defence, and his short kicking game built some pressure for us early in the piece, which allowed us, to capitalise and get a couple of points.
Hey, Brad, it's Fletch. During the week, I understand that the players held their own video session and they were training bare feet. Whose idea was that? Was that the coaching staff or the players come up with it?
We just, instead of having our big day 3 days out from a game, we moved it to 2 days out and changed our day off around. And so then our captain run was a lot lighter. And I prepared some video and I got 5 or 6 of the boys to run it on the captain's run. And then we just sort of went out and sort of had a bit of a walkthrough in Darwin on our captain's run. And a few of them decided to go out bare feet. So, yeah, there was no plan with it, but it was just wanted to try and get the players to take more control closer to the game day.
So, will you be doing it next week as well?
We're going to go with the same format. I don't know if I'll go bare feet back in Sydney. A bit colder. I think they'll have shoes on.
Good record up there, BA. I think 4 from your last 5.
Yeah. The four games that we've played up there, we've done all right controlling the football. And I think, that was probably the key last night. We started at, the first half, 85% completion rate compared to the Cowboys, 50. And, the only game we've lost up there, we completed at 50%. So, I think in those greasy conditions, the holding the ball is paramount.
But yeah, there's been a lot said and written about the fact that the club's doing an independent forensic comb over of everything that's gone right and wrong this season. What do you make of it? Do you think that it had to happen?
Yeah, definitely. Our performances haven't been good enough. We can't just turn a blind eye. We need to work out why. From all parts of the business, and I'm all for anything that makes our club better, our team better, and me better. I'm all for it.
Just going back to Corey Norman, he's obviously been in the headlines a lot as well in recent times. If he continues to play the way that he did last night, do you see him still being at the club next year?
Well, look, he's contracted for 2019, so am I, and plenty of other players. So, that's the situation at the moment, and that's what it's about.
And, BA, just before you go, mate, obviously you'll be looking at some who you can bring in for next year. And we've heard about Paulo coming back from the Raiders. Is any other areas in your squad that you really want to strengthen?
Well, we've got 10 roster spots available. So, that the club's in the process at the moment of looking at all possibilities. We're in discussion with, a few players. We're definitely looking to strengthen our squad for next year. And like I said, we've got 10 roster spots available and we've got a little bit of money there available too.
What's the latest with Jarryd, BA? Do you see him being there beyond this season or?
I just need to keep getting through. You need to get another 80 minutes out this week. Then we're going into a bye and we can get some training load into him. And, at the moment, it's just about getting 5-6 games under his belt and really allowing him to hit his straps and play to his potential.
All right, BA, good on you, mate. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Brad.
Hope you get a couple more wins before the year's out.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.